I want us to start in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Now, I realize this was the Old Covenant, but you know, most Christians live in the Old Covenant because we do not walk in faith. You know, if you're not walking in faith, then you're walking under the law. You're walking in sin. Most of us don't know enough about God's Word to walk in faith. And even good Christians that go to church, they still don't walk in faith. But in Exodus verse, chapter 20, verse 5, we'll use the NLT. You must never worship or bow down to them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God who will not share your affections with any other God. I do not leave unpunished the sins of those who hate me, but I punish the children for the sins of their parents to the third and the fourth generation. Let me ask you this question. When's the last time in church you heard a pastor tell you that if your child's sick, you might need to check out your sin to see if you've done something that caused your child to be sick? Have you heard that? No, never heard that, huh? So, I mean, is that what that says? Did God say He would afflict the children for your sins to the third and the fourth generation? So why do we not believe that? I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here a few years ago, there was a lovely couple. They called me, and she said, Pastor Thurman, I have just listened to your CD on Caitlin's miracle. Now, I will have to say, that's an awesome thing God did for my granddaughter. So, and if you haven't listened to it, I want you to get a copy and take it home and listen to it before you leave today. I want you to be sure you get Caitlin's miracle or Caitlin's miracle 2 or the DVD about Caitlin's miracle, which is only 30 minutes, but at least there you get to see her. You know, on the other teaching, you just get to hear me tell the story. This girl had just listened to my story on Caitlin's miracle. And she said, I have a sick daughter that's 6.5 years old that has eczema. But how many know what eczema or eczema is? You've heard of it, right? Okay, I'd never heard of it until Dave come to here. Actually, when I met him in Plano, I saw him and he was all broke out with it. And that's what Dave had. He had this terrible disease, and he was 40 years old. He was born with it. He'd had it all his life. Now, he went to the best doctors. They'd give him the best medicines, the best everything, but he still had the problem. And doctors will tell you that it's the disease that is incurable. There's no cure for this disease. And so most people don't know where it comes from. They don't know how to get rid of it. Dave didn't, but he does now, but he didn't 8, 9 years ago when he first met me. But this couple had a little girl that had this same problem. And when she told me they had the problem, I said, no, honey, it's not just that I pray for your daughter and she gets healed. Because, you know, if you go through the average Christian television or talk show or anything else and they tell you to call in for prayer, does anybody ever mention confessing your sins? And usually when we pray, most of the time, what happens? Nothing. That's exactly right. So the healing ministry gets a very bad name. People come up and most churches won't even pray for you for healing because nothing ever happens. I know I was raised in a Baptist church and I was in that Baptist church for years and years and years. And we never prayed for the sick at the front or anointed with oil or none of those things. And I stand in awe. Why? But almost no church does that. But obviously we don't know the promises. When one of us as a Christian gets sick today, what do? If it's really bad, what do we do? Oh, there's a girl with the right answer, of course. Any dummy would know that. That's what God give us doctors for, right? Go to the doctor. I mean, that's what I heard. That's what I did. I was just like everybody else. If one of my children got sick, first thing I did is load them up in the car and took them down to the doctor. Never thought about praying for them. I mean, I was eat plumb up with the dumb. You know, I know none of y'all are like that, but I was eat up with it. You know, I mean, here I got this wonderful book. I'm a deacon in a church and a Sunday school teacher, and I'm carrying this big old wonderful Bible under my arm to church every morning. It's as powerful as any nuclear bomb you ever seen. But I didn't know it. Didn't know nothing about it. So this woman, she wanted me to pray for her daughter, and I told her, I said, honey, it don't work like that. I said, how old's your daughter? She said, 6.5. I said, how long she had the problem? She said, she was born with it. I said, okay. If your daughter was born with the problem, it's yours or your husband's sin that made your daughter sick. Now, most people automatically, now here's a nutcase. You know, I've been in church all my life. I ain't never heard this. Did he say that the Lord will put the afflictions of your sins upon your children to the third and the fourth generation? So do we not believe he'll do that? No, we don't believe he'll do that. We really don't believe God. I mean, you can listen to pastors. They'll tell you, now God's not the one that makes you sick. He has no sickness in heaven, and so he can't give you something he don't have. Have you ever heard that statement on television? I've heard it lots of times. But let me tell you, that ain't true. I'll say God don't have no sickness, but he can sure put it on you. I can tell you for sure. I told this woman, I said, now, we've got to find yours or your husband's sin. Because I said, first of all, I said, let me ask you this question. Do you have other children? And she said, yes. I said, are any of them sick? She said, no. Okay, so that tells me that everything's going along okay. And then all of a sudden, something happened. Some kind of a sin was committed because they had this last child and she was born afflicted with this terrible disease. Do y'all see that? I mean, you got other children and they're okay. I mean, how many of you have seen somebody that have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children and then all of a sudden one of them's born either physically or mentally impaired? Well, that's just the way it is, right? No, I'm going to tell you what. Somewhere between that, you had 6 children, they were all normal, and you had a 7th one, and it was impaired, somewhere between the 6th and the 7th, mama or daddy done something that God didn't like, and it was probably adultery or an unforgiveness. But there was something that they committed, and since we don't know these things or don't believe these things, if somebody comes along and tells me this is what's wrong, they think, that guy's a nutcase. You know, get rid of him. He can't be right. He's the only man I ever heard that taught this kind of nonsense. But where did I learn this stuff? Where did I read that?
Word of God.
Oh, in the Word of God. Oh, wow. So that's a pretty good book, right? Can we believe what's written in this book? Well, you better believe what's written in that book. Well, that book is going to determine how you live, whether you believe it or not. Just like this couple. They had this little girl, and she's sick. And she's awful sick. I told the girl, I said, let me send you some CDs and DVDs, and you and your husband listen to them, because, you know, some people don't even know that Philippians 2:14 is sin, and I guarantee all of us do that. I'm going to tell you that every one of us do what Philippians 2:14 says, and we don't even know that sin. We don't know God doesn't like it, but God killed them because of this sin. But I want to take you and show you what Philippians 2:14 says. In everything you do, stay away from what? Do we grumble and complain? I mean, do we grumble and complain? If God says for us to do everything without grumbling and complaining, then why in the world do we grumble and complain? So see, we all sin and do things we're not even aware of, and we don't realize that enough grumbling and complaining can put some kind of sickness and disease upon you or your children. Now, if we really believe that, we might try a little harder to not grumble and complain, right? If we knew that God was going to send the death angel to destroy me because of my grumbling and complaining, do you think you might try a little harder to not grumble and complain so much? But do you know that's in the Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10? In the New, somebody said, well, that's, we're all talking about the Old Testament. Well, is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 in the New Testament? If God didn't like it in the Old Testament and he don't like it in the New Testament, then I don't think he likes it, do you? And he warned us in 1 Corinthians 10, no grumbling and complaining, I will send the death angel to destroy you. You know, he would never do that, would he? I mean, if he said he would he?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody that came into the world that their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents didn't sin somewhere? Okay, so guess what? We're all born under a curse, every one of us. See, this is the thing God says. I came to give you life and give it to you more. Oh, we all know that, don't we? We can quote that, so why aren't we living it? I mean, I have people all the time say, yeah, he came to give me life and give it to me abundantly, but do you have an extra $50 I could have this week because I'm broke? I can't make my house payment or my car payment. Pastor, can you possibly give me an extra $50 this week? Or I can't buy groceries for my kids. My first question is, are you tithing off your first fruits? Well, yes, I tithe when I can. No, that's not tithing. Tithing is not giving God something when you can. Tithing is giving him 10% of the first fruits of everything you have. And people don't understand that. And see, they're under a curse from God. Anybody that does not tithe is under a curse from God. And that's the only place in the Word of God it says, I will curse you with a curse. You get a double whammy if you don't tithe. The people say, oh, I mean, I have read articles where people say, you know, God doesn't require us to tithe anymore. Well, I want to know where you found that, because I didn't find that in the Word. All through the Word, from the Old through the New, He says, you give me the first fruits of everything you get, and I will bless you and bless your socks off. Is that what He said? And He said, I will command the blessings to overtake you. You show me a man, or you show me a woman, or a couple that gives God at least 10% of the first fruits of everything. They give away things and then give offerings and everything. I mean, they're just givers. And you show me that couple, and I'm going to show you a couple that's blessed. They're blessed. It can't fail, because God says, if you tithe and then you give offerings and you obey me, I will command the blessings to overtake you. That's just like, I'll give you an example. One of the men that worked with me, there was a man that called me, and he was, emergency help, I'm going under Thurman, please call immediately. Well, I did. And I called, and he was sleeping in an abandoned house. He had lost his car. He had parked it down on a parking lot. Since he was in an abandoned house, he didn't want to park the car in front of the abandoned house, because he didn't want nobody to know that this house was in foreclosure. He was sleeping in it with no water, no sewer, no nothing, no electricity. He was just sleeping in it. So he needed a place. He needed his car, but he parked his car down the street on a big shopping mall's parking lot, and one of the tires went down, and they noticed it was there a couple of days, and he didn't go down there every day because he didn't have a job. So the city came by and saw the car sitting there, so they towed it to the pound. Well, he called me. He got no money to get it out of the pound. So I said, no problem. We'll get your car out of the pound. So I called the city, and they wanted $650 to get his car out of the pound. And it was an 85. If I go down there and pay the $650, can we drive it out here and it'd make it out here? He said, probably not. I got a problem with the right front wheel. And I said, okay, just let the city keep it. I said, I'll buy you another one. So I went out and found him a nice little car. You know, I bought the car. I bought 6 months worth of insurance on it and paid for the restoration, and then come and give him the car when I went to get him. He came out. I told him, I said, now you got a car, you got insurance paid up, and I said, here, the car is full of gas, and here's $200 extra. I said, now go get you a job and go to work.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Will Command the Blessings to Overtake You, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.